from Ziplo Productions, the Hilton Head Island adaptation of the 1938 radio classic, War of the Worlds.
Seismograph registered shock of almost earthquake intensity occurring within a radius of 20 miles of Beaufort, South Carolina. Please investigate.
It's reported that at 8:50 p.m., a huge flaming object, believed to be a meteorite, fell on a golf course in the neighborhood of Harbortown.
Ladies and gentlemen,
now return you to Carla Phillips in Harbortown.
Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carla Phillips once again. I'm located on a balcony of a condo adjoining the 18th fairway. From here, I can get a sweep of the whole scene. I'll give you every detail for as long as I can stay on the air. There's a jet of flame shooting through the air, getting right at the advancing men. It strikes them head on. They're bursting into flames.
Chip range, 31 meters.
31 meters, sir.
Projection, 37 degrees.
37 degrees, sir.
Fire!
The highway behind me is totally jammed. The noise you hear, it's like being in the center of New Year's Eve in New York City. Wait a minute. The enemy is now in sight. They're like a line of skyscrapers. They're metal hands. This is the end now. There's smoke coming. Black smoke drifting over the island. The people on the bridge see it now. They're running back of me over towards the water. They're jumping over the bridge. They're dropping in like rats. Now the smoke's spreading faster. It's reached Windmill Harbor. People are trying to run out of there and over the bridge, but it's no use. They're falling like flies. And now the smoke's crossing Pinckney Island. It's getting closer. It's about 100 yards away. 50 yards.
X2L calling CQ. Isn't there anyone on the air? Isn't there anyone? 2X2L.
Hilton Head Island's War of the Worlds from Ziplo Productions, adapted from the original 1938 radio classic starring Orson Welles.